اللهم صل على النبي محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. As most of you are aware that we are in the process of covering some of the important methods and approaches adopted by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to correct and warn people, because that is the primary duty of the prophets and messengers. And with them, Allah Jalla Majdahu has also instructed the Ummah and the believers also to exercise that command of Allah Jalla Majdahu. But in order to carry out that command, there is some knowledge which one definitely needs. The prophets and messengers are the students of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. They don't need any teaching as such from any human being. Allah Jalla Majdahu directly teaches them. And if one thinks one does not need any knowledge, that person have not understood the concept of Amar bil Maruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, nor he has understood the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from that aspect. This is such an important part that in the last Juz and part of Quran, there is a surah of Quran, Surah Al-Abbas. It is the third surah, probably, from the 30th para. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting in Mecca. Companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are surrounding him, and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in the initial and in the beginning stages of conveying the message of Allah Jalla Majdahu, of preaching Islam. Only few people have accepted Islam. The leaders of Makkah, Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab and other leaders as well of Quraysh, they said to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "We also want to hear the message, but all the time we find that these poor people, our slaves and of lower class people, are surrounding you, and it is our insult to sit with them. So if you want to convey the message to us, then say to them and give us special time when none of them is sitting there." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought that these people are leaders, and if they will accept Islam, other Muslims will also find comfort and ease. Additionally, they are leaders and their followers also might accept Islam. So Prophet was teaching to them, explaining to them what Islam is, what is his message, and the leaders were sitting there. So that is a scene 1400 years before in Makkah. As Prophet ﷺ was speaking, One of the companions named Abdullah ibn Makhtum radiallahu ta'ala an, who was a blind companion of Rasulullah sallam, he could not see. He had light, insight, great insight and illumination. His inner self was illuminated with light of guidance and iman, but he could not see with eyes. When he approached, as the companion used to sit with Rasulullah, he came to ask something from Rasulullah, a masala or anything. Prophet was conducting a meeting at that time with those leaders of Makkah and preaching Islam to them. Abdullah ibn Makhtum, because being a person who could not see, he could not see what type of people are sitting. He thought that normally Muslims are maybe sitting. And Rasulullah is advising them. He came and he interrupted. And he said to Rasulullah, I want to ask a question, please tell them this. Rasulullah did not reply to him. He carried on with his address to the leaders and his meeting. He carried on. He did not pay any attention to it. He again said it. Rasulullah again did not pay attention. Third time when he said, Prophet just looked at him, and because he was a blind person, he could not see what was going on. But the Prophet still carried on with preaching and he conveying his message. When this happened, Jibreel alayhi salam descended from the heaven with wahi, with that surah. Abasa wa tawalla an jahu al-ama wa ma yudrika la'allahu yazzakka aw yazzakkaru fatanfa'ahu dhikra amma man istaghna. The interpretation of this verse and this surah requires details. Simply what Jibreel alayhi salam mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that my messenger, O Muhammad, why you are not answering this person? Maybe he has more want and likeness for guidance, and you are not paying attention to him. You are turning away from him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admonished Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that about what? The technique and the way of how to correct answer and teach the message of Islam. After that, whenever that companion came in the presence of Rasulullah, Rasulullah stood up with respect and said, this is the person for whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually revealed this verses and asked and rebuked myself and corrected myself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the teacher of the Prophet and Messenger. So one can imagine how delicate this task is. Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has more knowledge than anyone else after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is also being continuously taught and trained in the methods of how to approach people, what to say to them at what time. Although common sense says that when a person is, our common sense, which might be completely nonsense, when a person is sitting in a company and he's speaking to a meeting, and then he should not be interrupted. Well, Allah Jalla Majdahu revealed those verses. Whoever wants to read, you can read the commentary of it on your own time. It's the third surah of last para, 30th juz. But I just want to make one point that if anyone thinks that one does not need knowledge and one does not need to learn the hikmat and wisdom to convey the message, that person is wrong. He will cause harm and animosity between Muslims and himself. Just one example I give you. Let's say a person who is entering the mosque. He should enter the mosque with the right foot. He should go out with the mosque with the left foot. It is sunnah. He should put the shoes or slippers right foot first. He should take off the shoes left foot. This is sunnat. Now a person, I know, for example, that this is a masala, that this is sunnat. If I see anyone doing it, my brothers or any other elder person, any person is doing it, any sunnat, mustahab, similar standard, it is unwise actually to rebuke him immediately, to say, to him, you are doing against sunnah. Although you have the knowledge and you know that person is not doing it correctly, but it is, you cannot say to that person at that time that you are doing against sunnah. Unless you are in a position of a teacher or a father or anything like that. If that person is equal to you or higher than you in knowledge or actually in age or anything, then, as I said, that you should always look who you are and who the other person is. You cannot say this to that person. Because you will cause more harm. Because that is a thing which is not a sin. That kind of preaching should be done in collective gathering. You are educating people, generally saying to other people. Like I said, that it was sunnah of Prophet. If anyone is doing something out of heedlessness, ghaflat, or does not know, then he should not be said, especially in public. And immediately he should not. So, wo is tarah ki aur bhi baatein hain which a person needs to think. Those things should be taught by invitation, with amal, with practice, with your practice. Abhi aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne har baat ke sahaba ikram ye nahi kaha ye bhi karo ye bhi karo. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did many things and the companions just followed it. This is the best way of teaching and training. That you practice something in front of those people and cultivate the fear and the significance of the love and sunnah of Rasulullah, and then let them follow them. Many of you, I know you from so many years, but rarely I have said to any one of you that you should keep beard. وہ بیئر داڑھی جو ہے وہ بہت اعلیٰ سنت اور واجب کے قریب ہے. لیکن میں عموماً شاید کسی کو کہا ہوگا یہ ریلی آئی ہوتا کہ میں مدد ویری ریئرلی اس کے بعد آپ داڑھی رکھیں کیوں نہیں داڑھی رکھیں. وہ دو نوئنگ دیٹ شیونگ از ناٹ بٹ دا مسلم ریسپیکٹ از مچ گریٹر اینڈ شیطان از آلسو ورکنگ. So one should take care and not reading something and knowing that's wrong or that's right and then criticizing people. They will go far away from you. And you will make the shaitan happy because now the animosity or the, you can say, hatred have been created because of one small thing which you did not actually know how to say. So it is better firstly to have knowledge and then to how to use it, that separate thing. Having a gun in your hand is separate thing, but how to use it is completely different matter. So just having a gun in your hand and you think now you are in a very good position to, and you have control over it, and you're shooting here and there, you will hit innocent people and other people. And if you are not trained, you might hit yourself as well. So knowledge is like a gun and weapon. So weapon jiske paas aaye, he should not think now he has the ultimate weapon now, and he keeps actually hitting and victimizing here and there, me and you and everyone else with it. Then he should know that what are the precautions he should take before using that gun. Where should he use the enemy? What type of enemy? If someone has just actually stolen your watch, it is not wise that you shoot that person. Although actually he has caused harm to you. What type of harm this person has done? Which situation you are in, etc. So ye cheezein zaruri hain. تو علم جو ہے وہ اسلحہ ہے. اینڈ دوسری ہاؤ ٹو یوز اٹ از حکمت. wisdom and how to use that weapon of knowledge. Shaitan ne ilm istemal kiya apna. He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ana khairun minhu. I am better than Adam. And what is the argument? Khalaqtani min naar. That you have created me from fire. Wa khalaqtahu min teen. And you have created him, meaning Adam alayhi salam, from clay. Obviously that's the truth. Such to yehi hai, ki Adam alayhi salam mitti se paida kiye gaye hain. Aur shaitan aag se paida kiya jhoot nahi hai. But the method he approached, and the approach he adopted, how he used his knowledge, was completely wrong, and which resulted in complete disaster for him, and his millions of years of ibadat went into vain, and he became forever and ever cursed person. Wo apna ilm hi istemal kar raha to darte rahe. Ilm hai phir bhi dare, nahi ilm to phir to waise hi darna chahiye. Agar ilm bhi hai, you have knowledge still. You. That's why Imam Ghazali rahimahullah said, the kullu nas, that all people are bound to a disaster. They are going towards a destruction. Illa al-alimun, but only those who know, they will be saved. Those who have knowledge. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah firstly said that those people, if you are ignorant, you are, there is no doubt that you will be destroyed. But those people who know, who have knowledge, they will be saved. Then he said that all people of knowledge, they are also bound to destroy themselves. And they are going towards their destruction. Illa al-amilun, but only those who act upon their knowledge. So firstly, complete destruction for a person if he doesn't know. If he knows but does not act upon his knowledge, he is again actually in a, you can say, state which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very displeased with him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma la taqoo, why you say those things which you do not do yourself? Kabura maqtan indallahi an taqoo ma la taqoo. It is a great sin in the sight of Allah to say what you don't do yourself. بہت بڑا جرم ہے. امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ فرسٹلی اول پیپل لائک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی اسی ان الانسان الفی خسر کہ ویریلی بائی دی ٹائم دا ہیومن بینگ از ان لاس ہیومن بینگ از ان لاس اللہ سبحانہ سیم امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ انٹرپریٹنگ ان انادر وے ہی از سیئنگ دیٹ اول پیپل آر ان لاس اینڈ ڈسٹرکشن ایکسیپٹ دوز ہو آر knowledgeable, illa al-alimun, jo ilm wale hain. Then he says, all alimun, those people of knowledge, they are halikun, they are also in loss and going for their destruction. Illa al-amilun, but only those who practice their knowledge. Then he said, all people who practice their knowledge, عامل لوگ جو ہیں, عاملون جو عمل کرتے ہیں, they are also heading for destruction. إلا المخلصون, but those who are saved, who are acting with sincerity, اخلاص کے ساتھ عمل کر رہے ہیں. تو جاہل بندہ تو ویسے ہی نقصان میں ہے, لیکن علم والا بھی نقصان میں ہے اگر عمل نہیں کرتا. عمل والا بھی نقصان میں ہے. The person who does act upon knowledge, he is also in danger if he is going for towards his destruction, if he is not doing it with sincerity. And sincerity is not something like a piece of bread you eat. Sincerity is something which you have to learn and practice again and again and learn with insight. And it should be, you can say, a matter of great concern. If a person thinks he is sincere, he might not be. He has to present his concept of sincerity in front of knowledgeable person who knows this field, and he would see then that has he got sincerity or not. Many of the awliya Allah, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said once that after 30 years I knew that the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala I did in these 30 years, was not sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have it's completely abandoned to me. Because I have found out a defect in my nafs. And I did not detect it in 30 years. تو بہت خطرہ ہوتا ہے تو اخلاص جو ہے بہت ضروری ہے. تو پہلے امام غزالی رحمۃ اللہ فرمایا کہ لوگ نقصان میں ہیں الا العالمون بٹ نالجبل پیپل دین عالمون اینڈ نالجبل پیپل آر ان لاسٹ اونلی فار دوز الا العاملون جو عمل کرتے ہیں اور عاملون آر آلسو دی پریکٹسنگ آر آلسو ان گریٹ لاسٹ الا المخلصون بٹ دوز ہو پریکٹس سنسیئرلی and Mukhlisoon are also said on a great danger, on a verge of destruction, because they constantly have to be vigilant and be alert of what type of amal they are doing. Because any time since the riya, the ostentation, opposite of sincerity can creep in and sneak in the heart by shaitan. Maybe I began the worship for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I see a person who has come near me, and I began to actually pray in such a way which I would not do normally. So Shaykh Abdul Aziz Dabbar, the person has said, if you don't perform nawafil prayer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not ask you one day of judgment, why you have not read a nafal, why you have not kept fast of nafal. But if you do it with the intention of showing to others and with the intention of gaining fame and honor, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be responsible for that sin. Ye nafal jo nahi padta usko koi gunah nahi, Allah paak nahi puchhenge, lekin jo isliye pad raha hai ki wo makhlooq ki nazron mein uncha ho jaye, wo bahut bada gunah hai. Allah paak ne farmaya, nabi paak ne farmaya, ye shirk hai, shirk e asghar, it is the lesser sin. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ whoever have hope and wishes to meet his Lord, he should, Allah SWT said, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا he should practice good deeds, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ يَحَدًا and do not associate partner in that good deed, in that worship with me. And Prophet ﷺ also has mentioned that this is the, what it means here, also the greater shirk as well as the lesser shirk, which is riya, to show people. Because what is ibadat? Ibadat should be solely for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Majdoo. And when I am outside the train, but my purpose is to get my own nafs high and respect and honor it, so that in the sight of other people, then I am worshipping myself. That's why Allah Jalla Majdoo said, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ have you not seen that person who have held his own self, own desire, his God? So that is why the people who I have given zikr, لا إله إلا الله, who zikr is liye nahi dete aam aapko, the zikr of that you believe in another God, another statue, وہ اس لیے دیا ہے ذکر آپ کو لا الہ الا اللہ یو شوڈ ریسائٹ اٹ ود دا انٹینشن آف نیگیٹنگ یور اون ڈیزائر الہ تو وہ بھی الہ ہے فور دا پرسن ورشپنگ دا آئیڈل الہ از دیٹ آئیڈل فور دا پرسن ہو پریزز اینڈ ورشپ ان فائر دیٹ از الہ بٹ اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ سیڈ دیز اندر کائنڈ آف الہ وچ از یور اون ڈیزائر اینڈ اون وشز which people follow and become slave of those wishes and desires. And those are, this is the why in tasawwuf or in tazkiyah, we give the zikr la ilaha illallah for this reason, to negate your own desire, whichever. Wo ilah. That is also ilah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَمْ تَحْتَبَنَّهُمْ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ Do you think these people who have made their desire their main purpose, do you think they see or they hear? Or they have any thought, understanding? Allah SWT said, they don't. Ulaika kal anam, they are like animals. Balhum adal, but more misguided than animals. Laikum al-ghafiloon, and they are heedless. Because animals are, if it wants to eat, it just goes and it doesn't care, this is the field of this person, this grass belongs to the other one, this grass belongs to me. So it goes wherever it wants. If it wants to go want to relieve itself, it won't care I am in the road or where the animal is. It will just do whatever it likes. So, वो तो अपने ख्वाहिश के पीछे चलते हैं जानवर whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hazati asked consider created the desire in them. But human being has also got the intellect and the revelation and the light of revelation, and he should not follow the guard of his desire. La ilaha illallah, there is no ma'bood. And same word Allah uses for desire. Person who becomes and is enslaved by his own self. When he wants, when his nafs says, come on, let's go and pray today, he goes to pray. When the nafs says, no, let's leave, because I'm tired today, he sleeps. When the nafs says, desire come, hum zikr kare, wo kar le. When the nafs says, don't do zikr, because I do not feel very good. When the nafs says, hit other person, he will not tolerate other person. When the nafs says, tolerate, he will tolerate. So this person, in fact, is not the slave or the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has become the slave of his own desire. That's why he does not benefit from his worship and his zikr. And those people who say, I am not getting any enjoyment from zikr, from prayer, the Buzurgan Deen has said they have made their God as their enjoyment. Am I doing the zikr and the prayer for enjoyment? Is enjoyment my God? Are the spiritual states my God? Or are the visions my God? No. Even I feel hammered on my heart, I still should do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because I am not me. Man or servant and slave of states and desire and state and enjoyment and good feeling. I am not. I am servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why we see Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Upar patthar rakhe hue hain, the stones, tons of stones on his chest. On fire, his back is on fire. Lekin wo kar rahe hain Allah ka zikr, ahad, ahad, ahad. And if we are our mentality ho, wo kahe ki mujh par patthar pad rahe hain, main Allah ka zikr kaise karu? He was not bound to do zikr, lekin wo Allah ka zikr kar raha. So if you are getting, if shaitan is beating you spiritually and putting you on the bed of your desires, of the fire of your desires, and hitting you with stones of different force and waswas, don't stop doing zikr. Us waqt to zyada karna chahiye. He is acting upon, he is doing his job, and you should do your job. Let them go and come. Don't just don't bother about what's coming and what's going. You do your work, let him do his work. He does not become, he actually, you can say, hopeless. Imagine that he goes to prophet. Adam alayhi salam ke kalb mein usne waswasa dala, waswasa lahu shaitan. Knowing that Adam and prophets are immune from sin and immune from kufr, he still is trying to actually misguide them. Wo to na umeed nahi ho raha, hum ko na umeed ho rahe Allah ki rehmat se. Or from actually this happened and that happened, and why should we should have come actually and make our desire our God? تو آپ جب بھی کوئی ایسا خیال آئے اینی تھنگ ہم سے لا الہ الا اللہ کہ میرا خدا اللہ ہے میرا رب اللہ ہے میرا الہ اللہ ہے میں نہ خواہش کا بندہ ہوں نہ خوابوں کا بندہ ہوں نہ ویژن کا بندہ ہوں نہ فرشتوں کا بندہ ہوں دوز پیپل سم ٹائم شیطان پٹ ان دیئر مائنڈ کہ اینجل نظر آئیں تو بہت اچھا ہے بڑی اچھی بات ہے گڈ تھنگ سم ون سیز اینجل بٹ there is no virtue in that if that person is not steadfast on the sunnah and sharia. Shaitan sees angels day and night. Usko har waqt farishte nazar aa rahe hain. Jo farishta bhi aap jisko aap dekhna chahte hain. Who I want to see angel, and when I see him worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bhai wo worshipping kar raha hai khuda ko, aap bhi apne khuda ki ibadat karo. Usko dekhne se aapko kya sawab milega. وہ اللہ کی عبادت کر رہا ہے آپ بھی ہم بھی اللہ کی عبادت کر رہے ہیں تو اللہ کا قرب بھی اللہ کی معرفت اور اللہ کا نیئرنس از اچیوڈ بائی ہز ابیڈینس And by being sincere with him, not by seeing anything or not seeing anything, that does not matter at all. Now that's why Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah has said that no non-believer, kafir, will go, who does not believe in Allah, will go in hellfire. His students question him that how is it possible that a non-believer will not go in hellfire? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, non-kafir jahannam mein jayenge. Imam Sahib said, on the day of judgment, they will not be non-believers. That they cannot deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment. So Allah Ta'ala is har cheez samne nazar aa rahi hai unko jahannam jannat. How can they be disbelievers? Wo to sirf maanne wale imaan to hoga unke paas. But that iman is not beneficial. Wo iman fayda maan nahi hai. Honge to wo momin, meaning that they will believe in Allah and death on hellfire and paradise, angels, they will see everything the day of akhirah with their own eyes. But they will not be benefiting from that iman. Why? Because their iman is not on the unseen now. The value of iman is when you have it on the unseen. Just in dunya mein ghaib par iman. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib. Iska bahut darja hai. Iski wajah se hum jo hai Allah Pak apne fazl se hamein jannat de. Sirf agar Allah ko dekh maanne ki wajah se banda jannat mein chala jaye, then after death everyone will know about who is Allah. جب فرشتے قبر میں پوچھیں گے کہ من ربو تمہارا خدا کون ہے, جب وہ نہیں بتائے گا تو اچھی طرح پتہ چل دے گا کہ خدا ہے یا نہیں. اسون از سید اینجل, تو پتہ تو سب کو چل جائے گا. ایوری ون ول نو. سو دی ڈیئر یو کین سے وٹ میکس یو ویلویبل پرسن از ٹو بلیو ان دا ان سین, غیر پر ایمان. تو ان باتوں کو جو ہے آپ ذہن میں رکھیں. And the point which I was mentioning to you, if a person thinks he does not need knowledge and wisdom for Amar bil Maruf, correcting people, he is wrong. Simply, if you don't can't remember anything, remember the example I've given you of weapon. Knowledge is weapon. How to use it, where to use it, is wisdom. If you have weapon, you don't know how to use it, you will cause harm to yourself, your baby, or your children, and similarly to people who have just knowledge and do not have the insight and wisdom to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cause more harm to people. Jaise Allah aakhirat mein farmaya, hadhihi sabili, this is my way, ad'u ila Allah, to invite towards Allah, ala basiratin, with insight, not actually just calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Come towards him, you know, with insight. And insight is what? The wisdom which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed the Prophet with him. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he used all that wisdom which he has been given, so when we read the hadith, we try to derive that wisdom little bit which we can with our limited knowledge and limited time we have. And then to use that in our practical life. So I read a hadith to you from Abu Dawood, Imam Abu Dawood, the book of Hadith, narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that a man came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and complained about his neighbor. He complained about his neighbor that the neighbor is not behaving very well with him. The neighbor is disturbing him. And he complained, made different complaints. The Prophet ﷺ said, go and put up with him. Go and tell him that you are being disturbed. You are being harmed. Or this, it is, you are feeling grieved because of what he is doing. Go and tell him. Nicely, go and mention him. So that person went and he told that person, whoever was neighbor, that brother, I am, this what you are doing is not right and you should not do it. And this is, my children are being harmed, or I am being disturbed, etc., whatever. So he said. The man came back again and he said again, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, he is still doing whatever he was doing before. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, go back and tell him again. Teen dafa Rasulullah sallam ne, ya do dafa, three times Prophet sallam mentioned it. When after third time, again the man came And he said that that person still is having the same attitude and behavior, which is causing harm and nuisance to the neighbor, which is a great sin, as you know, apne padosi ko takleef dena, bahut guna hai. اس بندے کو اللہ کی اس کی عبادت جو ہے وہ مقبول نہیں ہوگی جو بغیر حق کے اپنے کسی پڑوسی کو تکلیف دے رہا ہے. But this person had no heat, nothing. Prophet صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, go and put your belongings out in the street. آپ سے میں بزن جاؤ اس کو اور اپنا سامان سارا گلی میں رکھ. Like for example, in the street, put all your belongings into the street, middle of the street, gali mein rakha. So he went and put his belongings out in the street. People started to ask him, what was going on? Why are you putting all your belongings in the street? So he told them that the neighbor is actually causing me harm, and that's why I am doing this. I am thinking about moving or whatever he mentioned, that this is the problem. All people going here and there through the street, the road, and they ask, and everyone, when they knew that this person neighbor is doing, they cursed some of them as he was that neighbor. What type of this person is actually? And everyone actually went past and saying, that what you are doing is not right. Even Prophet ﷺ mentioned. And they cursed him in many ways. May Allah do such and such to him, though people began saying, everyone, all that day, knocking on this door, why you are actually causing harm and grief actually to this poor person. Then the neighbor came to him and said, put your stuff back, you will not see anything else from me that you dislike. So the neighbor came and he said basically, put your belongings back in the house, you will not see anything which you understand. So there are a few things which you learn from this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Firstly, that there is a great right of neighbor. A neighbor does not mean only who is living with you next door. Neighbor is also, if you are traveling with, like the Quran is mentioned, if you are traveling together, that person is your neighbor who is sitting in the seat beside you. So it is his right to look after him in whichever way you can. Be him a Muslim, he is a Muslim or none, he is your neighbor. A person who works with you, your work colleague, he is your neighbor as well. کہ جس کے ساتھ بندے کا تعلق ہو, ایک جو کامن انٹرسٹ, تو وہ آپ کے نیبر ہے, سفر میں ہوں یا پڑوسی ویسے ہوں, اور یو آر ٹریولنگ ٹوگیدر اور یو ورک ٹوگیدر, دے آر آل یور نیبر اینڈ دے ہیو مور رائٹس اپن یو. یو شوڈ ریسپیکٹ اینڈ ٹرائی ٹو کریٹ ایز اینڈ کمفرٹ فار دیم. ایک تو پتہ چلتا ہے آپ پلس پلس میں جا رہے ہیں. دوسری بات, سیکنڈ تھنگ, we learn that a person who is wrong, I have mentioned before to you as well, if he takes a complaint to somewhere, it is not ghibat. Mazloom jo hai na, jiske sath zulm ho raha ho, wo agar kisi ko ja ke keh de ki bhai mujhe fulana banda tang kar raha hai, to wo ghibat nahi hai. He does not get the sin of ghibat, or this is not a ghibat or a backbiting. مظلوم جو ہے وہ شکایت لگا سکتا ہے ظالم کی, پرسن وچ از کین ایڈوائز وہ غیبت نہیں. ادر تھنگ وی لرن از دیٹ ون شوڈ, اف سم ون از مس بہیونگ ود یو سم ہاؤ, یو شوڈ فرسٹ ٹرائی ٹو ایکسپلین ٹو ہم اینڈ ایڈمانش ہم ایٹ لیسٹ 3 times. 3 دفعہ موقع دینا چاہیے. Another point which we learned from the same hadith is that one approach was to go and fight and argue with him, which could have caused more harm and loss. Agar wo ja ke usko bhi nuksan pahunchata, usko galiyan deta and swear at him and causes him and do the same whatever he has been doing. But Prophet ﷺ adopted an alternative a lesser of the two evils or two bad things, which was one of us provoking public opinion against him. That's what basically what was done. So we learned that whenever you have an option, try to think, is there another way which might be, still might be bad, but it is less bad than this. Or adopt that way. You know, admonishing people or putting people, explaining to people, whatever situation it is. That's why Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, Imam Jafar Sadat asked many of his students, Akalmand kon hai? Who is the wise person? Many of them said that who has knowledge and who has wisdom and who has this and many answers. But he was not satisfied until Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi answered. Imam Abu Hanifa said the wise person is the person who, when he faces a situation, he adopts the lesser evil. When he is faced with two situations which both are bad, but through his wisdom, he analyzes that this is lesser evil, lesser bad, and he adopts that. And a person, when he has the option of doing two good things, he analyzes immediately and knows that this is greater good, and he adopts that. That is a wise person. Imam Jafar Sadat said, you have said the truth. So both things can be bad, but there is a difference. Both you had an option of doing good, but there can be a great difference in them. Mankind companions did, like Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, who was sitting in itikaf. Everyone is aware of this hadith. But you should try to learn the wisdom from the hadith, not just knowledge, but the wisdom, the meaning behind it. And the application of it. He was sitting at itikaf in masjid. One person came, the Masjid Nabi near the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One person came and said, oh, cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abdullah ibn Abbas, I have this need which cannot be fulfilled until you advise me or tell me something, or come with me. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas immediately stood up and went with that person. And when he was about to step out of the mosque, that person said that, oh, cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are in itikaf. After itikaf, baithe hain. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas ne farmaya, he said, I know I am sitting in itikaf. And he pointed at the grave of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, the person who is in this grave few days back, I have heard from him that whoever fulfills the need of a Muslim brother will get the reward of 10 years of itikaf. So, ye bhi achha kaam hai. I will do qaza of it. I will again, I think it's wajib, sunnat can be done again. But I will adopt what is more good. So, when he was faced with two options, he was doing itikaf, zikr bhi kar raha hai, ye bhi kar raha hai. So, jab unhone kaha ki Musliman aa gaya hai. And I can only fulfill it. And he went with it. So he adopted. So that was the attitude of companions as well, that they were always trying to, if they had the option, to do the best thing, good thing. And if they had the option of any, they face a situation, a difficult situation, where both things are not good, then go on the lesser one, lesser side. So ek ko ye bhi is hadith mein hikmat hai ki mutabadil. Another is that sometimes the teacher says something, the murshid or the say something which the other people cannot understand. But Prophet ﷺ only said, go and put your belongings outside. Because he was a companion, he knew that what Prophet he understands or not, there's benefit in this. He is already trying to throw me out, and if I will be giving more excuse to him, that look, you don't have to do it, I will do what you have, what you are thinking. And he did not hear. Just one sentence Prophet said, go and put your belongings outside. No more Prophet said that. So he understood or not, he went and did, and he benefited. اگر وہ بحث کرتا سوچتا بھی کیوں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمائے نعوذ باللہ what is the relationship between putting my belongings out, people will say this to me, my neighbor will laugh at me, but he could have not benefited. So کئی دفعہ مرشد یا teacher say something which you do not understand, then you should, if you have belief in him, And you think this person has the knowledge and wisdom, then you should act upon it, you understand or not. You will benefit from it. یہ بھی ایک حکمت کی بات ہے, جیسے موسیٰ علیہ السلام اور خضر علیہ السلام کا واقعہ ہے. خضر علیہ السلام سے basically if you want to benefit from it, follow me. And lastly, something else people have learned from this hadith is that some people do not abstain from bad things because of the fear of Allah or because of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there. They do it, abstain from bad things because of people. This is an attitude of some people. That many people going along the road, and maybe when they are alone, they would not bother about guarding their gazes. But as soon as they see another Muslim coming on the other side of the street, there is immediate effect on their behavior, attitude. کیوں ہے کہ وہ مسلمان دیکھ رہا ہے. And if that Muslim is not there, there is his teacher watching, then their attitude and behavior will be different. And if teacher is, then does not this person know? Allah, who is the creator and superior to all of them, is in constant watch and in constantly looking at that person. So maybe this person does not get any benefit if he is stopping from sinning because of people, but gradually one day he might think, and at least the other person is saved from his harm. That is the purpose is achieved, that the other person is saved. Maybe, and this person, if he stops, will not get benefit as such, because he is not doing for the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that his act might lead him to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sometimes by force, if you feel that you do not have sincerity, you should not stop that amal because of that fear. Try to turn and change your intention and do that act. Kyun? Like Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that when your child, your son, is 7 years old, usko namaz ka kaho. And when he is 10 years old, usko phir agar wo na kahe, usko maar. Now some people come with excuse when you say something to them, that we will pray when our heart will pray. We will keep beard when beard will grow inside. Some say beard come from inside the stomach. Some say beard should be inside first, then it comes outside, meaning that they should be piety. These are all satanic thoughts and waswas and notions. There is nothing such in life. If a person in this, when Prophet ﷺ said to that hit your son, if he doesn't go to pray still, it means that he is not going for fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He might be doing fear of yourself or of the stick or of the admonish, but when he will go there constantly for 1 year, 4 months, then his mind will change gradually, when he will become. تو زبردستی بھی اگر بندہ نیک عمل کی طرف جائے اس میں بھی فائدہ ہے. یور ہارٹ از دیئر اور ناٹ, ذکر کرنے میں فائدہ ہے, نماز پڑھنے میں فائدہ ہے. تو ون شوڈ ناٹ ایکچولی کم ان دی ٹریپ آف شیطان. ناؤ دیر واز انادر حدیث وچ آئی وڈ ہیو لائک مینشن, بٹ آلریڈی آئی ہیو ٹیکن مچ آف یور ٹائم. مے اللہ جل جلالہ انیبل می ایکچولی اینڈ یو ٹو eliminate ourselves with the wisdom and guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to apply them as well, and respect people. And one thing I said to you many days before, always keep in your mind when warning people, when correcting people, who you are and who other person is. What is your age? What is other person? Is the other person alim or he is jahil? Is he younger? Is he older? What situation is, what you are in, and what type of authority you have over him? You must actually observe that, and then actually use your knowledge. But inshallah, if you listen to the cassette, we'll cover this point in some detail. So, iska khayal rakhna. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Now, if anyone has not understood anything, or they are not clear about something which I have said, they are welcome to ask anything relating to this topic. کوئی بات پوچھنی ہے, اگر سمجھ نہیں آئی آپ کو تو آپ پوچھ سکتے ہیں. So this means that the person is not acting upon good thing. He can say to his friends, his mother, his father, his brother, people who he associate with, that he is, say to this person, that do this sector, don't do this, provoking public opinion or his associate in a good way, so that they have more influence on him, and he might actually change his mind and change the way he is actually acting in the moment. Any other question or comment not related to this topic? Allah Jalla Jalala, Jalal actually means His majesty, His greatness. Jalal, you know, Jalal, Jamal is His beauty and majesty. That is, so you are actually praising and saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala greatness actually prevails on the universe. May He be exalted. Allah Jalala. Jalal is majesty, Jalaluhu is Jalal, is majesty. So basically, you are that Allah, who is exalted or His majesty, prevails in the heavens and earth. And Allah Jalla Majduhu, Majduhu means His, also His greatness and His buzurgi, by those similar meaning, both of them. Another word which is used, Subhanahu, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, many people, ulama, use this. This means Subhanahu. Glory be to Allah, glory be to Him, Subhanahu, who is pure from all defects and imperfection, wa ta'ala, and He is much high and great, and holds great height. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Because He is kafir, you are not. So, He should use His own ways. You actually are Muslim, you should allow that. So, you should do. They also use, many kafirs, they use similar words. God willing, God bless you. Istamal to wo karte hain. Wo bhi karte hain apne apne, in their own way. God willing means, inshallah, nearly it means, inshallah. So, many people use amongst them as that. You can use the English translation as well if you think that it is, will be strange, that you not understand anything. So find another suitable word for translation, you know, English meaning, and then inshallah you can use that. Yes. Now the effect of that on that person will depend on if he is admonishing them and exercising amar bil ma'ruf, joining good, forbidding, if he is actually preaching them constantly that they should pray in a better and appropriate way, then inshallah he will be saved from his responsibility and the effect will be less on him. But yet, on a sinful place, a person, there is effect which is that righteous will also be affected with it. That's why we are instructed not to be in company of sinful people. When you stay in them, no matter how pure you are, you will be affected. It may seem like when you are warm and you come into a cold room, no matter how warm you were before, inevitably you will be affected. So, asar hota hai. That is why Prophet ﷺ said, and the hadith when I quoted to you, that when they passed the some of the places where previous ummats were destroyed, Qawm-e-Aad, Samud ki jo bastiyan thi, Salih alayhi salam ki jahan, جو تباہ ہو گئے, اللہ کا عذاب آیا تھا ان دا بیٹل آف تبوک اور ان ادر بیٹل, پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فاسٹنگ ود ہز آرمی اینڈ ود ہز کمپینین, پروفیسر صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کورڈ ہز فیس اینڈ سیڈ cry and weep with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hasten from this place, because this place is cursed and actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrath has actually befallen on this place. So, utne saalon baad bhi, after 4,000 years bhi, asar uska reh raha hai. So, that is why a person who preaches goodness, he should preach goodness and at his own time in the darkness of night, he should, with the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clean him, his inner self, any effect he has actually catch from outside, and he should do it. So, yani, daawat ke liye ye bhi zaruri hai ki Allah ka paigham hi pehchana hota hai raat ko, ya apni ibadat aur apna dil jo hai us par bhi work karna hai. Subhanallah. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, innahu la yughan ala qalbi, that because of the association with bad people and sinners and politicians, my heart sometimes becomes clouded. And I do istighfar 70 times a day. In one day, it's 100 times. Istighfar. I ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Abdulaziz Dabar Rahimahullah said that some people, in them balayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala balayat, goodness is hidden and it is inactive, and sometimes a saint of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like wali guzarta hai bahan se, he does not even talk with that person and he is sinning, this person is sinning in sinful activity, and the wali just walks past on the street somewhere. So he does not say anything. Neither the wali knows him or he doesn't know the wali, but the goodness in his himself will become activated, or and he will actually feel openness of heart, and actually you can say a pull towards goodness, and he will actually stop doing the sins and become goodness and become a wali sometimes gradually. And again, Shaykh Abdulaziz Dabar Rahimahullah said that a person who has the evil himself, he has not cleared himself of evil, after theft or robbery or any other kind of evil, although he might be doing good things, but as soon as a person who will associate with that, a robber or a person of same who is zani or fornicator or adulterer, the evil in himself will become active as well. And he will leave whatever he was doing. That is why you feel many people, you explain to them so much, but their associates are pulling them even from the house, and they are like in cage, and they want to actually break the bondage and go out with them. That is the evil in themselves actually, and this will be pulled towards evil. So that is why tazkiyatun nafs and the zikr is necessary, so that the inner self is clean and one will be pulled towards goodness and righteousness. So one should fear the evil one, associating with any bad person, you will become activated as well. As you become activated, you will also be affected. So it is very dangerous to associate with any person, you can say, which has, you know, unless you are going and sitting there for the purpose of reaching and giving da'wah and goodness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلَا تَفَعُوا, do not sit with بعد ذکر مع القوم, after advising them with the people who are sinners, do not sit with them then. People who ridicule and you can say belittle and mazak udate hain and jest and mock the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, deen ki jo hai, unke saath one should not associate and one should not sit with them. If they are not listening, one should just completely. Otherwise, if one stays there, he will become amongst them. He will be classed as actually amongst them. So there. So many, as I have told you, there are many things which nullify Islam. One of those things is actually istihza and istighfar. Istihza means to jest and make mock or joke, and istighfar means to belittle and portray it as insignificant. So, deen par jo amal karta hai, nahi karta hai uski marzi. But if anyone is making a mockery and joke and جیسٹنگ مزاق کر رہا ہے کسی اللہ کا، اس کے رسول کی، کسی سنت کا اور اسلام کے کسی عقیدے کا، یعنی بلیف آف اسلام اور پریکٹس آف پروفیٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم میں سواد ہے، داڑھی ہے، تو اس کا ایمان بھی خطرے میں چلا جائے گا. ٹھیک ہے، وہ یہ کفر ہے، لاپان کرنا یہ کفر ہے. بندہ خیال رکھنا چاہیے کہ کوئی بھی مذاق نہ کرے بندہ نماز کے بارے میں، دین کے بارے میں، یعنی پرٹیکولر تھنگ. مذاق مذاق کرنے کے لیے وہ چیزیں بہت ہیں. Then those people who made excuse that to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we were just passing time and saying, we did never meant what we were saying. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse as I said to you. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. That is it Allah and His messenger and His sign you are mocking with? Are these things to mock with the first time? لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا. Don't make excuses. قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. You have disbelieved after believing. اللہ پاک ناراض ہو گیا بندے سے. Why does a person mock for joke? The reason is the value significance of that thing is not so much in that person. اب بجلی سے کوئی جوک کرتا ہے، میں 1000 وولٹ از گوئنگ ٹو، اب کوئی جوک کرتا ہے، میں تو ویسے ہی ہاتھ پکا رہا تھا، بس ایسا جاتا بندے کی جان ختم ہو جائے. Unlimited and millions and billions and zillions time greater with the respect and honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his deen. جو اس کی تار کو ہاتھ لگائے گا، his ایمان will not actually completely put out. کوئی نظر بھی نہیں آئے گا. تو وہ اس سے زیادہ خطرناک ہے اللہ کے دین کے ساتھ، اللہ کے رسول کے ساتھ، آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت کے خلاف مذاق کرنا. کھانے کا طریقہ ہے آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا، بیٹھنے کا طریقہ ہے. قرآن جی میں بہت بار and I have written in some detail in Shara the booklet which I have mentioned other things briefly, but this thing I have mentioned in little bit of detail so that because Muslims are very much in you can say victim today of this. So I have written the istihza meaning to jest and joke and mock, to make fool of. In the context of Sharia, it means to jest or mock of any teaching, tenet, belief, or exhortation of Islam. Istighfar means to consider lightly. Istighfar means to consider lightly regard something as insignificant or slight. In context of Sharia, it means to regard lightly or insignificant any teaching or belief of Islam. The above mentioned two attitudes are very dangerous, which corrupt and eliminate iman, since these corruptive and destructive attitudes and there are consequences of lack of knowledge and modernism, atheism, and materialism. Numerous people of our time suffer from these two disastrous spiritual maladies and disease. It is therefore necessary to mention these ailments in some detail so that Muslims do not destroy their iman and become losers forever in the everlasting life of hereafter. Ibn Jarir reports the hadith which I have already mentioned to you, that when the munafiqeen, some of them were saying that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is doing this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions are very, very weak, and they are very, you can say, they eat very much, and they are very cowardly on the battleground, and all the verse which I have mentioned. So I have mentioned in there, the full verse of the Quran, if you ask them, they declare we were only talking idly and joking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, was it Allah and His sign and His messenger you were mocking about? Make no excuse, you displease after you have believed. If we pardon some of you, we will punish others amongst you because they were sinners. So Imam Ibn Kathir's commentary I have mentioned to some extent. And then says, Islam, its beliefs, teachings, practices and places, the Kaaba hai, Medina Sharif hai, and prophets and all objects of our respect, and honor and veneration, because they are all linked to Allah Jalla Majduhu, the Lord of worlds. As we have read in the verse quoted above, his messengers, his signs, his deen, at least, so it is, why they are respected and why it is kufr to actually belittle them or to do mazak with them and to jest and mock is because they are linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly. Disrespecting or belittling, in fact, is disrespecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, which is kufr. In our age, Muslims are adversely affected by Western and other materialistic cultures, economic and social and education systems, because of lack of knowledge of Islam, lack of insight into the realities of other ways of life, they have become a victim of an inferiority complex. Because pata nahi ke wo jo kufr ke jo raste hai, their style, their life, their ways are completely hollow and completely evil. We do not know. And on the other hand, Shaitan makes the Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam way inferior and significant in the hearts and minds of people, and they become victim of inferiority complex. Why? When they are confronted with any question regarding Islam, objection on Islam, they immediately become defensive and begin to bend the beliefs and teachings of Islam, or at least sugarcoat them with far-fetched interpretations. The germs of hypocrisy and doubt begin to emerge in their minds, and then they begin to question, jest and mock and joke about the beliefs and teachings of Islam themselves as well. Some will mock about life after death, paradise, what it contains. Others will jest and joke about beard, the miswak, the prophetic and sunnah way of eating and dressing. Some will brand Islamic ways, style and practices as outdated, incompatible with modern times. These are just examples. Some will make mockery of the hadith and question their authority altogether to extent of denial. How strange are disbelievers and sinners do not hesitate following their own ways of kufr and shaitanic ways. Nor they are he or she is shy of wearing patched and torn clothes as a fashion. तो उसको शर्म आती थी वो लोग आप देखें गली में जाते people are wearing patched torn फटे हुए कपड़े पहने हुए as a fashion and they are never shy on the fashion some of them reveal more flesh than cloth in spite of being female but they are making walking arrogantly like soldiers in the streets no shyness no they never feel inferior some women have You can say, some people have their head shaved, even some women have their head shaved, you see their head. Some men and women are half shaven and they have multicolored head. So, they don't have any shame. They have many colors. It's not a joke. Shaitan laughs at it. They are superior people of Shaitan who are actually holding the flag of Shaitan and they are not actually being shot. وہ شیطان کا اتنا ادب اور اس کی اتنے باغ مانتے ہیں ہم اللہ کے رسول کے ساتھ اتنا ادب احترام نہیں کرتے کتنے مانتے ہیں سم مین اینڈ وومین ایز آئی سیڈ آئی ہیو پیس جولری دی ہیڈز آر پیس ٹنگز آر پیس اینڈ دی ہیو جولری آئیز ٹنگ یہاں سارے پہ لگائے ہوئے ہیں ان کو کوئی شرم نہیں ادر imitating the pop star and that film star and this star other you see a man hand in hand with another man hugging and kissing while walking on the street and proud of being gay and lesbian and have stuck stickers on their cars and houses revealing their sexual orientation. Open, koi wo kar rahe hain, wo sharma, aate wo kehte hain, wo sharmate hain, kitna bura kaam kar rahe hain. How they do not know. Some are saying, I am bisexual, some are saying other things, everyone amongst them is living their life as they want. Be it a satanic or way or the other. I have met people, they openly say proudly that they are Satanists and devil worshippers. They are not people, they are groups. Openly, we are Satanists, we are devil worshippers. Then when Satanists and devil worshippers, none of them leave their lifestyle and believe for the sake of others. But they defend their way of living very robustly and harshly and strongly. It is only this poor Muslim who has God. So it is only the poor Muslim, example of myself I am saying. It is only me, poor Muslim, who has a God who is created and Lord of the world,
a messenger who is the greatest man ever to walk on the face of the earth, guidance and revelation and knowledge in the form of Quran, which has challenged to the entire universe, human and the other creation, to produce anything, a three sentence like similar to that. But this day, this challenge is still firmly raised, highly, and remains so. No one dares to touch it, and on an unparalleled way of life of Rasulullah with no comparison, but so-called Muslim feel shy and embarrassed to live as a true Muslim and followers of Rasulullah. Allah the All-Knower have mentioned on various places in Quran that Shaitan and his party, disbelievers, will use this tactic to force people to abandon the way of truth, which results in eternal disgrace and punishment. In worldly matter, our attitude is different. For Shaitan uses this tactic when he cannot make people leave the way of Sunnah, way of Rasulullah, then he asks other people to mock and joke. Ab dekh dusre log kar rahe hain, openly you are seeing they are doing so bad things, they are not shy. Theek hai, mujhe daadhi rakhne se sharma rahi hai, imama sharif pehne se sharma rahi hai, topi pehne se sharma rahi hai. Kyun sharma rahi hai? Unka na khuda hai, na rasool, na aakhirat, kuch bhi nahi. Everything, oh, filth and filth, but they are still proud. This means the weakness is in me. This means I am not true Muslim. But in worldly matter, our attitude is different. Kya hai? A job we can, in jobs we wear uniform in which we look like cartoon, but we do not say, what will other people say? Koi nahi kehta, kisi ne overcoat pehna hua hai, some are wearing certain strange kind of cap, and people are very proudly, I am this, kapde pehne hai unhone, koi jis color ka hai, some wearing different color, they never say, wo to shy nahi hota. वो अपना काम कर रहे हैं, दे आर प्राउडली, वी वर प्राउडली वेयरिंग दोज यूनिफॉर्म, ऑल्दो वी नॉट लुक नाइस इन दैट, हम अच्छे तो नहीं लगते. So our attitude is completely different. We never say, we will leave this job because the dress is, the uniform is not nice, and people say it's not nice. But we do not say, what will other people say? We do all sorts of jobs, work under supervision of disbelievers, clean streets, do clean toilets. People do labor at all donkey work, but no question of shame and honor in there. वहाँ किसी को शर्म नहीं आता. मैं भी टॉयलेट साफ करूँ, मैं भी काफर के नीचे काम करूँ, मैं भी इसको वहाँ लेके जाऊँ, मैं टैक्सी चलाता हूँ. People sometimes they, this brother is also my colleague, who people sometimes swear, people sometimes defame, people sometimes do not respect. ये नहीं, हम तो कभी हम जाब छोड़ के घर बैठ गए. There we tolerate everything, but in the matter of deen, I will not go outside. What will people say I am wearing this now? Well, khajeng is, are they lord of the world? Or do they have the power of harming and withholding from anything from you? No. So we do not feel any, no fashion of shame and honor there. Muslims who live in Europe and other Western states and are immigrants here face situations day in, day out. People call people black, immigrants, or actually Pakis, or anything. Go back to your country. People face decisions. But no one, as honor is affected, nor we leave the country. Koi nahi karta. Well, usne kaha hai, meri seat ka masla aa gaya, main nahi rahunga. Why? Kyun nahi chhodte this mulk? Kyun bezti kar rahe hain aap? For money. जब पैसे के लिए इतना कर रहे हैं, हाउ यू एवर थॉट बाय लिविंग एंड जस्टिंग एंड फॉलोइंग द वेज ऑफ डिसबिलीवर्स एंड डिफेमिंग द वे एंड बिलिफ्टिंग एंड जस्टिंग द वे ऑफ रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम एंड दीन एंड सुन्नत रसूलुल्लाह, वी आर लूजिंग अवर एक्सटर्नल अबोड ऑफ पैराडाइज. ये पैसे के लिए हम आज बर्दाश्त कर रहे हैं, और वो क्या कर रहे हैं? बट वी हैव नो आईज टू सी, नो ईयर्स टू हियर. दैट्स अबाउट पीपल लाइक अस. एक्चुअली अल्लाह सुब्हान व तआला सेड दैट दे हैव नो आईज टू सी, दे कैन सी दैट देयर गॉड, दे हैव अ गॉड ऑफ व्हिच देयर इज नो अदर गॉड, ही इज द ओनली ट्रू and true God. They have a messenger with their, even non-believers actually say, kuffar say, the no man greater than him has walked on the face of the revelation hai, purity hai, but still actually the situation is upside down and we do not see. We only see how Shaitan actually wants us to see. So where is the fault? The fault and weakness is in ourselves. So usko phir do karna chahiye. Then I have quoted many, about 14 some verses of Quran actually, for reference. where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in the Quran specially mentioned these things in detail, that what kind of attitude these people have, and what should you do, what should, and I have mentioned to you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that there has never been a messenger sent. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا رَسُولًا, we have never sent a messenger who have not been mocked about. That we have never sent a prophet who have not been joked about. So agar unke sath joke hui, ek bhi nabi aisa nahi guzra, ek bhi nabi. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا رَسُولًا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, ایک بھی نبی ایسا نہیں گزرا تھا جس کے ساتھ ریڈیکول, پیپل ہیو ناٹ بیلیٹڈ اینڈ پیپل ہیو ناٹ ایکچولی جوکڈ اباؤٹ. اگر میرے اور آپ کو کوئی ہو جائے تو کچھ فرق نہیں پڑے گا. بٹ یس وی ول, بیکاز فار منی وی ہیئر آل دیٹ کاؤنٹنگ اینڈ فار منی وی ڈو آل دیز جابز اینڈ آف ورلڈلی میٹرز اینڈ وی ڈو ناٹ لیو دیم, بٹ وی شوڈ آلسو امیجن دیٹ اٹ از یور نفس اینڈ یور سول ہو از گونا لیو ان کمفرٹ فار ایور اینڈ ایور, رائٹ؟ And it is your soul and nafs who is going to face the chastisement and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hellfire, not anyone else. So sochna chahiye. Plus it is a matter of knowledge and wisdom and ghairat. Imani ghairat honi chahiye bande mein. Sari duniya ek taraf khadi hai, but you alone know that Allah is your God, Rasulullah sallam aapka nabi hai, aapke salam din hai, aap unke baaton pe date hue hain. No matter you stay or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you million lives hereafter, in the hereafter, and better lives. Everyone, whatever they do, they will have to pass this transient world, and transient, all desires of people will not be fulfilled. But yes, everyone will have to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And lastly, in the end, I have quoted the verse of chapter 4, verse 147 of Surah Nisa'ir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ بِعَذَابِكُمْ إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ. What will Allah do? Why would Allah punish you? What benefit will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get out of punishing you? إِن شَكَرْتُمْ وَآمَنْتُمْ, if you to be thankful and you believe in Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you, punished you and put you in great agony and pain. He has created you for his worship, and for whatever, whoever will worship him in the best manner, he has actually promised him abode, actually, which is no one eyes has seen, and that which contains such things, and no ears have heard. So there are many things in the Quran which we have heard, which you have read in the paradise, there is such thing. The paradise, ye hoor hogi, ye jannat hogi, the nehre hongi, there will be palace, there will be life forever. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the messenger has said that there are still certain things which no eye has seen yet. Now imagine, the eyes are also Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم بھی جنت میں گئے ہیں, فرشتے بھی جنت میں ہیں, پورے بھی جنت میں ہیں, پورے جنت میں ہیں, فرشتے بھی جنت میں ہیں, انہوں نے بھی وہ چیزیں دیکھی نہیں جو اللہ پاک نے اپنے بندوں کو دے دیا. پورے نے نہیں دیکھی, فرشتوں نے نہیں دیکھی, نبی کتنے جنت میں رہ گئے ہیں, انہوں نے اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ کنٹینیوس تھنگ ول بی ری کریٹڈ اینڈ کریٹڈ کنٹینیوسلی وچ نو ون ہیز گیٹ تھوٹ اباؤٹ ایون دیٹ اسائڈ سینگ اور ہیئرنگ. تو اللہ پاک اتنی چیز کو یوز کرنا جسٹ فور ایکچولی ہو واٹ نیبر ول سے, واٹ پیپل ول سے, ہو آر دے, دے ہیو نو ویلیو ان سائٹ آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, دے آر ڈس بلیور اینڈ سینر. اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ شوڈ کنسیڈر ہاؤ آئی ایم لوکنگ ان دا سائٹ آف میسنجر آف اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ, اینڈ ڈریس اینڈ لیو یور لائف, دیٹ اف یو ڈائی ٹوڈے اینڈ آن دا ڈے آف ججمنٹ یو فیس رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم ان دا سیم ڈریس اینڈ ان دا سیم وے, اینڈ یو ول ناٹ فیل شائی. اس طرح کا اپنی زندگی گزارو کہ اگر موت ہو جائے اس حالت میں حشر میں آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے آپ کو ملاقات ہو, کہ آپ کو شرم نہ آئے. نید نور رسول اینجل سے بخاری شریف کی حدیث ہے کہ آفٹر آن دا ہوز آف کوثر, جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نہر بہت بڑی, ہر نبی کی نہر ہوگی, مینی پیپل ڈو ناٹ نو دس, ہر نبی کی ایوریج ہوز فار ایوری پروفٹ, آور پروفٹ ہوز اور نہر ریور نیم از کوثر, ہر نبی کی دوسروں کے لیے بھی نہریں ہوں گی اپنی اپنی, لیکن آور پروفٹ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نہر بہت بڑی ہوگی. اور فرمایا کہ جتنی پیاس ہوگی, ہوایور ول بی تھرسٹی, نو ون امیجنڈ اباؤٹ دیئر تھرسٹ, ایون دے ڈرنک سیون سیز, thirst will not go away. But whoever will drink from my hose, my river, he will not feel, after, forever and ever, he will not feel thirst after that. No matter the sun is down or wherever the sun is, he will not feel thirst. In Bukhari, there are two riwayat. Angels will be there. Some people will come towards running towards Rasulullah sallam, ya Rasulullah sallam, hame bhi pyaas lagi hui hai, hame bhi, we are very thirsty as well. In Medan-e-Hashr, when they'll see the hose of Kawthar, they will come, angels will stop them. Angels will stop them. Angels will stop them. Rasulullah sallam will say, why are you stopping them? They are my ummati. Ye mere ummati hain, kyun rok rahe ho? To angels kahenge, ya Rasulullah sallam, you do not know what they have been doing after you have left them. That you have revealed the revelation and the your sunnah, what they have been doing. They forgot and they did not practice your ways and your deen. They completely turned away and adopted the lifestyle of kuffar and made the Allah's word and your sunnah inferior to the word and the way of shaitan superior. When Rasulullah sallam will hear this, that they have followed disbelievers and their lifestyle and they have been associated with them. The wording of the hadith is, suhukan, Rasulullah sallam should say, that go away, take them away from me, I do not want to see these people. That's how actually these people will be treated, who made the words and you can say knowledge and you can say the way of shaitan and disbelievers superior to the way of Allah and His Messenger. Unka bahut bada hashr hoga. To wahan bhi unko kuch nahi milega. Aap mai le jao door inko. Jinhone deen se ye phir gaye to ab mai kuch mere paas kuch nahi hai. To fear that day and that we do not become one of those people. To ye duniya ki little bit of taunting and belittling and joking will not actually, should not drive you away from such a great benefit. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive me and you, and if anyone has done anything, they should ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be forgiven. So, other good reason. He asked me to be alert and not say anything as such after that. And ask Toba. Because in the same surah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to those munafiqeen that you have disbelieved, one of the companions, one of the people of those munafiqeen said when the verse was revealed, he also was joking and participating. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I did not know. He was a hypocrite. But he said, thought that Allah has revealed the word and this is wrong. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, ask forgiveness from me, I am sorry. And he, with sincerity, Ma'am ibn Kathir has written in his tafsir that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. That even being, have done this sin, a great kufr, we have committed. And he changed his name. His name was Fohosh or something like this. And he changed his name to Abdul Rahman and said, I do not want to keep this name anymore. And he used to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much that when he used to recite this verse, he used to weep continuously and said his heart trembled and shaked. He said, my sin is mentioned in there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will forgive some of them. And then he died in the battle of Yamama al-Shaheed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave sahabi. So there is a hope for those people who have actually indulged in this sin and they want to repent. There is the door of repentance and mercy is not closed. Only it will be closed when the trying signs of death becomes manifest to you, or the sun will rise from the west near the day of judgment. Then, too, okay, the door is closed. Otherwise, it's open for everyone. Allah Ta'ala mujhe aapko maaf farmaye aur aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke deen par aur sunnat par jo hai amal karne ki jo hai wo taufeeq ata farmaye. Taufeeq Allah Ta'ala ne di hai. Taufeeq Allah Ta'ala ne di hai. Now it's only we have to act upon. And sunnat does not mean beard or labas only. All lifestyle and other ways of eating, way of drinking, way of walking, way of behaving with people. Sari sunnat hai. Ye to kam bhi sunnat hai alhamdulillah. But there are other sunnat. The sunnat of inner self. Kisi se bughd na rakhna. Ye bhi sunnat hai aap sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki. It is sin as well to keep both with someone. But not to keep it as well as it is virtue, it is sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if you want to be that feel, or you want to say that my heart should resemble Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart, then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart does not have animosity and hatred of any Muslim and Mu'min in his heart. And try to be. You want to imitate, and you should also do. So, ye bhi sunnatein hain, baatin ki bhi, zahir ki bhi, sari. And how you learn them is from the awliya Allah, the pious people. Sit with them, ask them, learn them, stage by stage, and inshallah, you will be decorated inside, also outwardly, with the sunnah and deen, and inshallah, shaitan will not attack you. And lastly, I will say a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. تو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کہ when a person goes out of his house there is a devil and there is angel outside the house, وہ سارے جن کھڑے ہیں. تو جو بندہ سنت کے خلاف غلط کام کرنے کے لیے فور سن فور ادر تھنگ اینڈ فور ایول ویز ہی گوز آؤٹ دا شیطان ہیز ہز فلیگ آؤٹ. شیطان کے پاس ایک بہت بڑا جھنڈا ہوتا ہے, وہ فلیگ اٹھاتا ہے اینڈ ان دا شیڈ آف دیٹ فلیگ دیٹ پرسن سٹیز اور انٹل ہی کمز بیک اور ہی ڈز اینی گڈ. وہ شیطان کے جھنڈے کے پیچھے رہتا ہے اینڈ نو اینجل آف ورچیو اینجل آف رحمت کم ہیئر. جب گناہ کی طرف بندہ جاتا ہے سنت کے خلاف لباس پہن کے اور جو ہے گناہ کافروں اور فاسٹ فوڈ جیسی شکلیں بنا اور ان کی کام کرنے کے لیے گناہ کے کام کرنے کے لیے تو ہی از اکمپنیڈ امیڈیٹلی بائی این شیطان ود بینر. وہ بینر ہوتا ہے دا اولیاء اللہ انبیاء علیہ السلام اینجل آل کڈ سی واٹس ہیپننگ. بھیا ایوری پرسن ہو سی یو سی ہو از واکنگ دیر از اے بینر, ایوری ون ہیز اے بینر. If you have insight, Allah will give you insight, you can see. Aapko pata hai ye banda guna ke liye nikla hua, ye neki ke liye nikla hua. A person who goes towards goodness, جو آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرمایا کہ جو اچھائی کرنے کے لیے نیکی کرنے کے لیے وہ فرام دا ڈور فرام دا انسائڈ ٹو آؤٹ سائڈ فار گڈنس اچھا کام کرنے لگے دا اینجل کمپنیز ہم ود ہز فلیگ. اینجل فلیگ ہوتا ہے ان دا بینر اینڈ ان دا شیڈ آف دیٹ فلیگ اینڈ دا لائٹ آف دیٹ فلیگ دیٹ پرسن ریمینز ان شوڈ بی گوز آؤٹ سائڈ. بڑی بات. So we are blind person, we do not know what's happening on the unseen. We couldn't not see many things that happen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable me and you to understand. And die with iman and repentance. Theek hai, jazakallah. Now, if anyone of the brothers have come from older men around, anyone wants to see, they can see. Otherwise, inshallah. Other than permission. You see, in the middle,